League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Football's not really important when you you have such an injury like that. How is Eve?
She's a tough cookie, Eve, and it was even harder when it is a tough player when you see him in that much agony. We've got a supporter huddle around her and make sure she's still a part of the team on match days, even though for the foreseeable she ain't going to be kicking a ball or anywhere near a blade of grass. But it's football, innit? Like I said, quite a lot of the players got upset. But hopefully she's in the best hands now, and the fact that she's at the hospital's the best place for her.
I mean, we'll come to the actual ins and outs of the game in a second, but just to talk about that hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because as a manager, I mean, there's things like, is the game going to get abandoned? Yeah. Is it going to be, an away win?
I'm not going to lie, Ben. At one point, I was playing hide and seek downstairs because I think everyone except me and the players wanted the game called off. So I did a spell in the manager's office, then I hid in the physio room for a bit, and I were darting about. But yeah, it's a tough one because, like I say, the priority was Eve, and once we it's a waiting game, isn't it? Yeah. How long's the ambulance? And the ambulance are telling you it's 5 minutes, and 15 minutes later we're nowhere near a blue light. But then it's changing the system, making sure people are prepared, and trying to reset the girls. Like, obviously they care deeply about Eve, and she's an integral part of the squad. So the fact that their heads and the way they've reacted, even for them final 15s, a tribute to Eve, really, and shows how much people care about her. Like you said, the football's the secondary when there's something like that. But we just got to make sure that we remember how we've performed today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we just spoke about the next three fixtures then before Christmas. They're vital for us, and like I say, if we get 7 to 9 points on the board in these next three, we're in a healthy position.
I mentioned as well for the players who were helping, yeah, Eve and the physio staff and some of the volunteers. Neil Reynolds was out there,
yeah,
for a while.
100%.
Well, he was negotiating, I think, by the looks of his stance with their manager and the referees and stuff. And Lee as well, the secretary.
Yeah, so. It's like you say, Ben, every single person has played the part in it. There's Graham, and Graham were right in the mix, obviously, caring for Eve's dad. Obviously, it was heartbreaking for him to see, and a big shout out to Graham and everyone. Like you say, it's not what you want to see, and that's when football becomes secondary.
Well, let's talk about the actual game itself now.
Yeah.
And like we said, sending our best to Eve.
Yeah, of course.
But coming into this game, damage limitation, I think, would be the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and Paul were thinking this is going to be, might be a long afternoon, this.
Yeah.
The game plan was executed brilliantly.
Yeah,
really?
Well, we looked at the fixtures. Depending on how the Chorley game would have started, this was going to be the game plan up till Christmas. I know I said it. I can't remember if I was saying it on air or on the Twitter. We have worked unbelievably hard off the pitch, and how they've reacted to it and how they've approached the last 3 or 4 weeks has been phenomenal. And that's where today I would have just loved that little reward, even if it took us to extra time. Because for me, and no disrespect to Brighouse, I think for the majority of the game we were the better team. And I think if you stood here as a neutral, you wouldn't say there was a division in it.
It was just the final third.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? The, you could see what was about to be built.
Yeah.
It was all intricate in the midfield and in defence, and it was just the final ball, really. It was just rushed.
Yeah. Well, the issue in the first half was that we built up the play a bit too quick. So by the time we got to the final third, we didn't have enough bodies there, which I can be probably held responsible for, because I wanted us to be compact and go on the counter.
It's a weird, it's a weird problem to have, though,
yeah,
when you're outpassing a team like Brighouse. So.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Was there a penalty? There was a strong case for a penalty, wasn't there?
Their manager, Rob, actually turned to me and said, that's a great save. We had a chat with the referee at half time, who said it struck a hand, but it wasn't out the line of a body. Now, for me, I mean, I was on an angle. It looked pretty much bottom corner, and she's picked it out the bottom corner.
It was an instinctive thing.
Yeah,
she's had 10 yards to think about.
Yeah,
it. The ball's travelled a long way.
Yeah, it was a great save. So we've definitely come unlucky there, and obviously their goal was deflected.
Yeah.
To be honest, it looked close without the deflection, but when you've got someone like Chloe Ainsworth in net, she's a cat, isn't she?
She was our player of the match.
Yeah.
Because she's made 11 saves in that game.
Yeah.
So.
And like you say, the deflection's just killed her, because she's set for what she thinks is happening, and it ends up in the other bottom corner, but it's football, isn't it?
Now, it's taken me a long time to get over it. Their corner's down here.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to be honest, where we were stood, and in fairness to the linesman,
he's tall.
He is. He's a lot tall. He was a lot taller than me. But you really couldn't see the line, and the Leafs would. What do I sound like? Yeah, Attenborough.
Come on, Titch, man. Tell us all about it.
I'm having a nightmare, aren't I? Sound like a right Wally. But from where I was, it was very hard to see as well. So I think out of all the officiating decisions, I'm not too worried about the corners.
But, fair play to the officials as well. We were everything that was going on.
Absolutely. Everyone from Brighouse, their players, their staff, especially their physio, obviously, they provided a lot of support in there. And the officials for sticking with us, because in fairness to the referee, she did go well over the deadline, and Brighouse supported it, which was spot on for us.
Well, it's certainly a good springboard to the next game. I mean, Durham coming up next. I mean, what's your thoughts? It's a couple of weeks to that game.
Yeah, so it'll be likely we'll probably have next weekend off, then Durham, then Chorley, then Feds. Feds are top of the league. We're playing three of the top four. Yeah. But I said to him down there, if we perform like that, we're in it. That today for me was a big turning point. I mean, we've spoke up here after games about square pegs, round holes, people out of position, you know, issues in here, there and everywhere. And like I say, it's been hard because we've had very little consistency in players available, whether it's been injury, work, so on and so forth. But listen, we can't make excuses. If we perform like that up till Christmas now, we're in a good position.
Well, Tom Fitton, Women's Team Manager, big thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you all for your time as well, because it shouldn't go unnoticed that you've been here all night.
Oh, we weren't on air though, mate.
He's still here, aren't you?
Make sure you put your overtime sheet in.
With my voluntary hours.
Thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León. Starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.